زنده باد اسلام،
زنده باد،
مرگ به آمریکا،
مرگ به
کابل. A fresh protest in Kabul. Protests over anti-Islam movie continue here in Afghanistan. These Afghans yet again took to the streets of Kabul to voice their anger over this US-made video. Everyone was chanting anti-US slogans. They warned the US on such insults.
We strongly condemn this video. The people of Afghanistan will keep showing their anger if the US does not stop such insults to Islam. They will pay the highest price for this act.
It was peaceful. Anti-riot police kept a close eye on them, but the protesters made their demands loudly. Severe punishment for the filmmaker and a quick US military exit from Afghanistan were their key demands. People here now seem much more opposed to the US forces' presence than ever. Anti-US sentiments here increased when American forces have recently burned copies of the Holy Quran in their base. Now many here describe them as enemies of their religion.
We want America to, as soon as possible, to stop the further publication of this film, otherwise it will cross the red cross of Muslim Ummah, and it will has followed by a serious reactions by all Muslim Ummah all over the world.
Such resentments are also growing against the US and other parts of this country. This protest erupted on Tuesday in eastern city of Jalalabad. Most of the protesters were university students. They found the film very offensive. Similar demonstrations were also held in northern and western Afghanistan.
So anger over this blasphemous movie is still raging here. People have protested against it for the sixth day, but more public reactions are expected, not only here in Afghanistan, but in all over the world, as a French magazine published cartoons insulting Prophet Muhammad. Prophet Muhammad is the holiest figure in Islam, and any kind of blasphemy against him is intolerable to Muslims. Faiz Khurshid, Press TV, Kabul.